Tuesday, May 30th. Nothing special in Kiev this morning. President went through a lot of trivia on the plane with me on the way to Iran. It was great to get back on Air Force One where we could really settle down and talk. He wanted to be sure we find a way to get to the people when we get in Poland. Maybe use Brennan out in front to order the Secret Service and the Polish police out of the way. Also, he was thinking about having a brief press reception in Poland, but decided not to. He wants to be sure that in Iran, nobody in the advancement group and so on suggests his handshaking or anything like that while he's with the Shah. He doesn't want to be pulled over or anything. And that's to be handled on a completely formal protocol basis. He wanted me to hit Price on trying to develop a memorable phrase for the homecoming in some way to describe the Moscow summit without using the spirit of Moscow. After we got to Iran, I got into the question of trying to arrive at a final decision on what to do for the report to the people and the homecoming. Discussed the options with Colson and Ehrlichman, and had Larry talk to Connolly and McGregor. We have quite a divided thing. Connolly and McGregor both feel he should go to the Hill. Connolly thinks he should go on Friday, but Thursday night would be okay. McGregor feels he should go on Thursday night. And Colson feels strongly he should do that on the basis that the nature of the agreements are so momentous that he should go direct to Congress. The risks are minimal. He likes the historical contrast with Wilson, who came back, ignored Congress, and lost his treaty. He thinks the Congress would feel flattered. It would heighten the comparison with the quibbling Democrats, gives it more magnitude, fits the public viewpoint and the media viewpoint. He thinks that we can do it not on the basis of pleading our case, but sharing a great moment in history with the Congress, bringing them in on it, that it would be good for the country and be a great contrast. Ehrlichman, on the other hand, is concerned about the problem of keeping the good feeling alive. He thinks that we're in a position where we're so monumental and unassailable a triumph now that the opposition strategy is going to have to be to try to divert attention. That's the only thing they can do. So we need to work out ways of sustaining this for 6 to 8 weeks. For that reason, he thinks that we should do a straight report to the people like the one to the Soviet people on return, and then go to Congress when the treaty goes up with a press conference or some other form of Q&A in between. We went round and round on this. I talked with the president briefly about it, and his decision was to wait till tomorrow morning to decide, but probably to go ahead and go to Congress, particularly on the basis of Connolly's strong recommendation. The arrival in Tehran was great, with huge crowds and very friendly. Dinner was okay, I guess, but I had a terrible seat, so I couldn't see any of it. The highlight was the fact that there wasn't enough light for the president to see his text for the toast because of the television lights, so he had to discard the text and wing it, which didn't make him very happy. The palace where he's staying, the guest house where we're staying, is lovely and a great contrast to the Russian facilities. End of May 30th.